leg, calf.
Or somebody kicks you in the
shin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a dog sits down, you say he sits on his
haunches?
Yep. Okay. And if somebody looks sick, you might say he still looks a bit
pale, peaked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And somebody who can lift real heavy weights, you say he's real
strong.
Okay. And if somebody's not really fat, but they're a little bit overweight, you say
chubby.
Or
hefty.
Or
heavy. Chunky.
Stout.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see, somebody that's really easy to get along with, you'd say they are
likable, agreeable.
Mm-hmm. Or if they have a good disposition, say he's very, or a horse might be very, he's easy to control.
Amiable.
Good-natured.
Good-natured.
Okay. And somebody that's like a teenage boy is all arms and legs, and he knocks over the furniture and things like that. You say he's
gangly.
Uh-huh. Or he's
uncoordinated.
Okay. And a person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you say that.
Odd.
Or, you know, he just does stupid things all the time. You say that.
Silly.
We're talking about him. That.
Queer?
Okay, fool.
Oh, okay, fool.
Okay, do you consider fool a very strong term?
No.
Okay. And somebody that never spends any of their money is a
tightwad?
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about a girl and you say that she looks very common, what does that mean?
She's neither beautiful nor ugly.
Okay. And if there's an old man, but he's real strong and active, and he doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
perky.
Okay.
Alive.
Or if there's a young person, he just can't ever sit still, he's always moving around, you say he's very
active.
Okay. And if you get worried or concerned about something, you wouldn't say that you feel easy about it, you'd feel
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say like somebody is afraid of something now, but they weren't, you know, in the past, you'd say she is afraid now, but she
wasn't.
Okay. Or used to be, didn't used to be.
Hasn't been afraid.
Okay.
In the past.
Or the old
was
gray.
Was not afraid.
Okay. Talking about the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody who's always leaving the door unlocked and leaving things around and losing them, you say they're very
forgetful.
Mm-hmm. Or they're always making mistakes. They're
absent-minded.
Careless. What's the word?
Careless.
Yes. Okay. And if you have an Aunt Lizzie and she acts kind of strange, what's a word you could use to describe her?
Senile.
Would you ever use queer to describe her?
Not now.
Okay.
Not in this day and age.
You would ever use it to mean just eccentric?
Not now.
Okay.
Probably would have in the past 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Not now.
You just use it, how do you use it now?
in the terms of someone who is not heterosexual.
Okay. And, okay, if there's somebody and when he makes his mind up, you can't change it to save your life. You say he's very
stubborn.
Uh-huh.
Bullheaded.
And if, yeah, okay. And if you can't joke with somebody without them losing their temper, you might say that they are that they get offended real easy. They're very
sore.
Or touchy.
Touchy.
Yeah, okay. And if you're kidding somebody, you know, that he sort of gets in a bad temper, you say, well, I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Mm-hmm.
Mad.
Right. And if you're in a building and it's burning down, it's got all these people in it, you know, you'll say, just keep